This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Governor Polis' state of emergency order for COVID-19 will soon expire, but as CPR's Ben Marcus reports, nothing will change.
That's because Polis will renew the order for another 30 days. State law requires the emergency declarations only last 30 days at a time. This will be the fourth time that Polis has renewed the declaration, which gives him sweeping powers to suspend Colorado statutes, deploy the National Guard, and get federal disaster money. Polis has issued an unprecedented 100 executive orders related to the coronavirus, for everything from marriage licenses to prisons. The orders are a kind of window into just how much life has changed in Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado's snowpack is nearly gone, almost a month earlier than it was last year. That's according to new data from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Officials say that could make for extreme fire danger this summer. Spikes in temperatures since last month have depleted snowpack and contributed to drought conditions statewide. And Denver Pride Fest is going to look a lot different this weekend. That's because events for the annual celebration will take place virtually. There'll be online performances, interviews, and an auction. The traditional Pride Parade will be replaced by a compilation of videos. Proceeds from Denver Pride Fest benefit the Center on Colfax, a Denver-based LGBTQ community facility. And much warmer temperatures across the state today. You're listening to CPR News.